You're listening to The Millennials' Choice Show, Canada's most trusted podcast on all things real estate, finance, and entrepreneurship. Here's your host, Matthew Ablican.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Millennials' Choice Show. I'm your host, Matthew Ablican, as you heard, and I'm here with my co-host, Danny Ablican.
What's going on?
We got an awesome, awesome episode, guys. Again, make sure you guys are liking, subscribing, help us with the algorithm. We need it. We always want to provide this content for you guys exclusively and for free. We appreciate your support. And today, we want to talk about entrepreneurship and specifically creating win-win situations. Why that is so important and defining, first of all, what is a win-win situation, why it's important to be looking for win-win situations, and maybe some examples of how we've created win-win situations in our careers, in our lives, but also some examples in terms of how you can now take away this information and go into your field and in your community and create win-win situations.
Yeah. And I was just going to add to that, Matt. Thanks. I was going to say, if you're an entrepreneur and you're, you know, watching this, or if you're thinking about getting into a business of your own, this is definitely going to, we're going to have some really nice keys for you guys in this one. So
yeah,
I'm excited for it.
So my first real experience where it put, it kind of formulated the box in terms of what creating a win-win situation looked like and what it was. I was at a real estate seminar. The speaker got up and said, look, if you want to connect with someone like me or an influencer, you need to know how to create a win-win situation. So how do you create a win-win situation? And in that particular scenario, because I actually approached the speaker and I know what the speaker wants an audience so they could speak to them. That's what makes them a speaker.
Yeah.
And so I went up to the speaker and I just said, hello, my name is Matthew Ablican. And I just want you to know, like, I know how to fill up a room. I could get 100 people in a room. No problem. We've done that so many times for our events. And so he found like interest in that. And we got to doing a seminar. And from that seminar, we had a lot of clients there. So our previous landlord, that was his first event that he came to, our commercial landlord before we bought our space. That was his first event that he came to. And as you know, because you've helped that client as well now, we did lots of deals with that client. That's how that started at that seminar.
I never knew that's how it started. That's crazy.
Yeah. So there's always, you know, benefits and stuff, pros and cons. You have to weigh them and create a win-win situation. So what was my win-win in that scenario? What was my win?
That's what I was going to ask you. Because that guy's win, obviously, in that situation was he got in front of a new audience of people that he's never maybe met before.
Yeah. Right? So basically my win is... I get an influencer, someone who has a little bit more maybe credibility than I do, to come and speak to my clients, which attract more and more people because they want to come and hear him speak.
Mm.
I'm in the middle there. It's my event, so I can also put some time aside for me to speak before he comes on stage, which is what I did. And then hopefully from the crowd that's there, I generate business for what I'm offering, which is real estate. And so that's how I created a win-win. And then, yeah, I'm just trying to think. I know those guys, we've done multiple transactions. We've done over, since that time, we've done over like 10 to 12 transactions with that one person who was in that room during that seminar. And there are probably others. I'm just, obviously, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there were probably others. But in any case, if there weren't that one person, what we did with them, those 10, 12 transactions, that's so far in our career since that seminar, was totally worth it. Because
Definitely.
Because that event didn't cost more than like $3,000 to put on.
That's amazing.
Not even $2,000 probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. One example that I just thought of right now, top of my head, of a win-win that came in for me was, I was doing showings in Barrie, and long story short, I spoke with the real estate agent that had the listing, and I was a listing for a lease, and long story short, we hit it off. And I was mentioning to the guy, like, listen, I live in the area, so if you ever need help with the showings, like, feel free to let me know and I can help anybody that's interested that reaches out to you. And the win-win there is, you know, if he has somebody that's coming in and, you know, wants to see his listing, he doesn't have to drive all the way to Barrie to show it to them. He can just give me a call and say, hey, I have someone that's interested. Do you want to show them the place and they can become your client? And as a result, you get a client, Danny, and I can help get my unit leased out quicker. And that was the win-win I kind of proposed to him. I said, look, like, you have nothing to lose in this situation. All you do is help your client, the landlord, lease out the unit faster to a better tenant, right? So that was something that happened actually recently, and I've actually gotten many clients from that specific person and many other agents as well too, where, you know, it's all about adding that value prop of, you know, why don't we do this together? It's kind of like you're synergizing with one another, right? With whoever it is you're speaking with and saying, look, this is what I have in mind. It could help both of us out in this way.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
We do it all the time subconsciously, like as humans, where we're trying to get something we want and you have to give somebody else what they want. That's the name of the game. Like, that's how things work.
Yeah.
But really putting it into this space mentally of like, okay, how do I create a win-win? Looking for that opportunity. How do I create a win-win situation with this person or that person or this business? So as an entrepreneur, you got your own business. You're thinking about different marketing strategies and different ways you can generate new business, get new business in the door. You have to find ways to create a win-win situation. So one example could be if you are a product line and you're, let's say you're a watch company and you're just starting to break the market and it's a new company and you want to, you know, create this high-end luxury watch business, and you're making the watches and they're great, they're high quality, priced well, they're starting to, you know, you're trying to penetrate the market now. Well, one way you could do it is if you reach out to influencers and say, look, I'm going to gift you a watch or let you borrow a watch, or I don't know how that business works exactly, but let you borrow a watch, gift you a watch, give you 25% off a watch, things like that.
Yeah.
You create some sort of win-win, some sort of incentive for that person to now wear your watch in exchange for promoted on your social media. They got 1 million followers, promoted on your social media, and now hopefully generate new business from that post that influencer did for you. Whatever business you're in, start thinking about how to create a win-win situation. You can't just be all about I. It's not, you're not an iPhone, right? So you have to be able to, you know, think outside the box. How do I create a win-win? And never feel like, I know most entrepreneurs are hesitant with this because they're like, oh no, I don't do that sort of thing. I don't even know what you mean by that, but I don't do that sort of thing. I don't give away my product for free. I don't give away my service for free. You're not giving it away for free.
That's the thing that bothers me. Like, sorry.
That people think like that?
Yeah, like, I'll go, but like, finish your thought.
I'm just saying that it's not, you're not giving anything away. Like, if you do it right, you're investing.
It's an investment, exactly.
Yeah, the way that you are willing to spend marketing dollars on a social media ad or marketing dollars on a billboard or marketing dollars on a postcard or a Google ad, this is the same thing. So
it's marketing. Yeah, that's what it comes down
obviously
to.
Obviously, if you're that luxury watch brand that I'm talking about, you know, that I was mentioning earlier, you're not just going to go give away all your watches away to just random people.
Exactly.
It's a targeted approach. It needs to make sense. There needs to be a plan.
100%
of action.
That was the word that I was thinking about when you were talking about a win-win situation. I was thinking of the word investment. That's the first thing that came to my mind, because you're investing in yourself, right? You're investing into the hope of, you know, you're giving, let's say in that example, this luxury brand watch to somebody that has a huge, massive following. There's no like number that you can kind of come up with and be like, well, this doesn't really make sense in this case. You know, if he brings me, what if that person brings you thousands of customers, right? Then the returns will be like astronomical compared to you doing maybe ad on Facebook or something, or ad on Instagram, yeah. Right? It's crazy how much, you know, if you think outside the box, you can use that to your advantage, the win-win.
Absolutely.
Even when it comes to, another word that comes to my mind is value, when we're talking about win-win situations. So like, what is the value? Why would that person want to wear that watch, right? Another example of value that I just thought of is what we do for clients of, you know, come here, we'll help you get pre-approved for a mortgage, right? And with that pre-approval, we'll help you shop confidently to buy your first home or buy an investment property, whatever it is. And the win-win in this case is, let us help you with the financing and the real estate side. It's a win for you guys because you guys deal with one person or one team to do it all for you from beginning to end. And it's a win for us, of course, because then we get the real estate business and in addition to that, the mortgage business, right? Which can help us grow our business and help more people. So that was another example of like that value add of win-win and offering that to your clients or clientele.
Yeah, there are so many examples of it. It's just understanding, okay, so we shared some examples, understanding the importance of it. So there's a few important reasons why you'd want to create a win-win situation. First of all, longevity in your business. Mm-hmm. The more people you have coming in your door and you service them the right way, you do the right things, the more your business will grow and scale and you'll have a solid foundation to build off of. And those people can send you referrals. Like, so actually, in that example, just connecting that longevity, that person who at that seminar, you know, has done about 10 to 12 transactions with us so far, you know, maybe even more, but let's just say 10 to 12 from what I'm remembering, they've referred me people. I just took that in. They've referred me buyers and we've done deals with them.
Yeah.
So there you go. That totally worth it for me to have done that seminar.
It's like a ripple effect in that way.
Yeah, completely. Right. That's how business is. If you do the right things, you ask for the referral, you know how to do that. You service people the right way, take care of them. And we're doing another couple transactions with them now. And so, you know, that's longevity in your business, building that solid foundation, getting people in the door, treating them right, offering them the right things. And then, you know, you ask for the referral and you keep growing. So number one, longevity. So that's one of the important reasons why you want to create a win-win. Second thing is influence. If you're trying to reach an influencer, you know, if they promote your stuff, you're going to gain more influence as well, just by them doing that. So if you want to grow in influence, because influence could result in a third or second stream of income for you, then it's what you're willing to do. Like, you have to be willing to do that. So as an example, our YouTube channel that you guys are listening to or watching right now, that channel has been growing. We've been getting a lot of influencers come on the show. They don't come on for free. There's an investment we make, which maybe this is a good time to remind you guys to like and subscribe if you haven't done so already. But there's an investment we make in that business. So I have to invest in them to come on the show. They're influencers. They have larger social medias. They have a good following. They have a story, all that stuff. And it helps promote what we're doing as well. So longevity, influence. And then number three, like, and there's so many reasons why, but just to limit it to maybe three reasons you could think of. Number three for reason why you want to create a win-win situation is because why not? Like, you want to grow your business to a point where it's turnkey, it's running. You don't have to worry about where your next business is going to come from. You want to create that type of business where you could be away and your phone is ringing and you're getting emails and you're doing stuff. You have a team and you could scale and you could grow. So why not? Because you're still going to do other things to try to generate business. So why not think about creating win-win situations and creating those types of situations?
I feel like it's a good shortcut. Like, how weird is that?
It's an extremely good shortcut.
It's like a really good, it's a great shortcut. Like, it's not like a half-ass shortcut. It's like a, wow, if you're missing out on this and you're not doing this, you're not creating win-wins, you're missing out on growing your business really quickly, like you're saying. And that way, you know, you can actually have a nice operating business where you don't have to be there physically, you know, running the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, that person, and this is making me want to think about doing events again. We've just been so busy and COVID kind of screwed that up. But that person that we brought to the event, they were speaking at the event and then we generated business from that event. Like, that was a great opportunity for me to now shortcut my time and effort and energy to reach out to 100 clients that, you know, maybe otherwise would not have come out because they didn't want to hear whoever the speaker was at that, you know, at that time. They wanted to hear this guy. So they came out to that seminar, heard him, they were influenced, they were pumped.
Yeah.
And then now they wanted to do deals.
Exactly. You
know, so, and I now recall more deals that are coming to mind that we did from that seminar. That seminar was great. If you really think about it.
And the word again that comes to my mind is, you know, value, right? And just collaborate with other people. Yep. Like, why not collaborate and create that synergy that'll only boost both of your businesses, right? If you're going to an influencer, whatever the case is, you know, it's only going to be a win-win. Why not go out and do that and make that investment, right? So, wow, no one's really made I've never heard a podcast on this. So I feel like this is exclusive, a Millennial's Choice exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, we always talk about real estate and we talk about finance and we talk about, you know, we interview guests and sometimes they have nothing to do with real estate or finance, but we want to get insights on them. We want to gain influence ourselves, but we want to really focus on entrepreneurship as well, because that's what we are. We're entrepreneurs. Our parents were entrepreneurs by necessity, not by choice. When they came to the country and their educational requirement or credentials did not transfer over, they had to get into business. That was the easiest thing they could do. And it wasn't easy to build, but they did. And, you know, they got into convenience stores and coffee shops. That was their business. And, you know, they did it unsuccessfully for a bit. Found one store that did well for them and just more recently sold it. So they gave us the opportunity to build in a country where we don't have to worry about, you know, getting persecuted for our rights, our freedoms, things like that. And so that's the opportunity they gave us. So now we decided we wanted to become entrepreneurs because it's not only cool to do it.
It's in our blood, man.
It's in our blood. It's in our DNA. It's what we saw growing up. And at the same time, you know, I wanted to work for myself personally. That's what I wanted to do. My clients are my bosses, and that's, I'm okay with that because we treat them right. So for sure. That's what I wanted to do. And so entrepreneurship is a big part of Millennials' Choice. So I wanted to give you guys some information on how to create win-win situations, what they are, some examples of it, the importance of it. And yeah, I mean, anything you want to add to that?
This was great. And honestly, like, again, for those of you listening, if you're thinking about getting into entrepreneurship, definitely check out our podcast, check out our other videos, because we love talking about this stuff. We were actually teaching a lot of kids in high school about this stuff before COVID happened, and kids seem to love it. And I call them kids, but they're teenagers, right? Like in high school. And I only want to encourage anyone out there that's listening, if you are an entrepreneur and you know you want to talk like to other people about it, I encourage you to do that, because it really means a lot coming from somebody that is actually in it and that's doing it. Whenever you're trying to, you know, give people some sort of idea of what it is you do and why you do it. Entrepreneurship is amazing. I love entrepreneurship. I'm going to encourage my kids to be entrepreneurs. Not force them, but at the same time, encourage them that, you know what, do what you love to do. Find what you like to do. If you have a passion for it, get really good at it and do it. And that way you can serve others and help others with what it is you love to do. Yeah,
absolutely. And I just wanted to, on that point, something that I did recently to try to create a win-win situation, and I haven't even, this is on the in the early stages, I haven't even seen the fruits of doing this yet, but I believe that that will happen. And is, I wanted to connect with two influencers to get them on the channel, and they're big names, they're huge names, and I have, you know, their emails, I found their emails, I did all this. It's been hard to get a hold of them, schedule something. So I connected with them on a platform that they created, where if you spend a little bit of money, you can talk with them for 15 minutes, like mentorship. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I don't mind mentorship at all. I love it either way, but I'm going to book them on this call. It's a couple $100 for like 15 minutes. Now somebody would be like, that's ridiculous. I'm not paying $200-$300 to speak with somebody for 15 minutes. Well, that was my foot in the door. And after speaking with both of those people, we're working on booking a date because they've already agreed to come on the show.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So to book a date now. And it's like, I tried so hard, months, actually one of them even, you know, a couple of years trying to get a hold of them, going through other parties as well to get them to refer us to them. Mm. Nothing really like panned out. And now this is panning out very soon, hopefully.
That's exciting.
That's just, so how did I create a win-win situation? Okay, look, they're hard to get a hold of. You could get a hold of them here, no problem. You just have to pay for it. That's their way of saying, we're creating a win-win situation. You get to talk to us. We get paid for our time. We're happy with that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you know how to go about it during that call, you can, like I said, try to get them on your channel, try to do something else with them, sell a product or whatever in a service.
User influence, yeah.
If you sell products, let's say you sell training services, you're a trainer, sales trainer, and you connect with this person and they're an influencer, you paid them $300 to get on the phone with them, but now you have a product that you sell to big corporations for like $50,000, you could pitch that product during that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You do one of those sales to somebody they know. And
it was worth it all day.
Way worth it.
100%.
Just as an example of something I'm doing right now to create a win-win situation.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah. So guys, again, check out our other episodes. We got lots of episodes that are available to you. If you're listening to this on Spotify or, you know, any one of our podcast outlets, share it with your family and friends. If you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure to like and subscribe. Leave us a comment. And until next time, you guys.
We're out.
We're out.